Hello, I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is the Believer's Voice of Victor Bradley. This is Mike Evans, and this is Kenneth Copeland Bible College class this morning. Welcome to class. And I want to remind you that KCBC is an accredited college. And there are other universities like ORU and so forth. For any of our students who want to continue with their studies, all of the credits they receive here, they carry it with them.
That's great.
And we have just many, many schools around the country that will do that. So, let's open our Bibles to the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. For the righteousness of faith which speaks on this wise, say not in your heart, who shall ascend into heaven? That is to bring Christ down from above. Who shall ascend into the deep? You know what the Amplified says? The abyss. It's talking about when he was in hell.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is borne out in the book of Acts.
Yeah.
David prophesied it.
Yeah.
Into the abyss. Well, that says it all, doesn't it? Well, what does it say? The word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. If you shall confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Now, take it up there on what you were talking about.
In Romans 11.
Yeah.
Well, I want to first say something to you partners, very important. I came to Brother Copeland and I told him the state of Israel is really needing pastors to come and be commissioned as ambassadors. Because what's happening is there's a demonic spirit that's spreading across America saying God has broken all of his promises to the Jews. Israel has no, it's void, it's no more. So when I shared with Brother Copeland, he does what he always does. He said, I'm on board, I'm behind this. And so we sent these pastors to Israel to stand in the gap for the nation of Israel. They were with the Holocaust survivors. They were with the hostages on the platform.
And the funds that we sent in, Israel matched.
Yes, they did.
That was what was
they
so
did.
Important
they
to
did.
Me.
They did. And the largest contributions came from this ministry. But as we get into this subject, I want you to see first what your investment did.
Yes.
Right now, I want you to see it because this is the fruit right now.
I want to welcome you to the historic Friends of Zion Ambassador Summit.
We have a strategic role. We're pouring all of our curriculum into you. And the leadership of this nation is putting their faith and their trust in you because there's an ideological war going on that Israel cannot win alone.
As I stand here at the Mount of Olives, I'm reminded of the scripture that Jesus wept. He wept over the city that he loved. And so as a result of his love for the city, there's also a hatred for the city. And so we need to be aware that we are living in perilous times.
And this idea that somehow Israel is supposed to just stand back and leave their hostages under the control of these savages is the most unrealistic thing. Why every single one of us who have children or grandchildren will say that if those were my children, I would move heaven and earth, and I would be like a crazed madman to do any and everything I could to get into those tunnels and bring my child home.
Anti-Semitism is, in my opinion, a demonic influence.
Israel is the firewall between radical Islam and America. And if Israel is weakened, they'll strike us.
As I read the Word of God that talks about in the last days perilous times shall come, it also says in the last days that he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And so there's a spiritual battle going on, not only here in the Middle East, but around the world.
I pray for a fire on the inside of each of us, that we go and we be an ambassador for you, an ambassador for this nation, an ambassador for the things of Jesus.
There is a next generation that's arising. 1 Corinthians 2 and 9 says, eye is not seen, nor ear is heard, nor either has it entered into the imagination or heart of man what the Lord has prepared for those that love him. I believe that's a prophetic scripture. There's pastors of all denominations and theological persuasions, but there is a unity that I sense, and I believe it's just the beginning of what's going to happen in these days that we live in.
When I came to Israel for the first time, I realized I didn't have a good God view until I came here, because I had a limited worldview. And without an expanded, accurate worldview, it's hard to have a good God view. But you can't have a real good God view until you get an Israel view.
Now I want you to give God the greatest praise you've ever given for what he's done for them. Come on!
This has been such a wonderful opportunity. I've been here twice before. I didn't really expect to be here again, but thanks to Friends of Zion and the State of Israel, this has been such a blessing. Thank you.
Thank you all, and may God bless you.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound.
It is an honor to be here with you today. I believe that true friendship is revealed in difficult times, and you stood with us when much of the world criticized Israel for defending itself against radical Islamist terror. I believe we are all fighting not only for our future, but for the very sanity and humanity that seems to be diminishing in today's world. Your moral clarity, strong stance, are the hope for a future of humanity and safety. Thank you.
Shalom,
shalom. So here's what they're saying.
Oh, glory to God.
Listen to this. Here's what they're saying. Israel is a completely insignificant country with no resources and a population of just 9 million with no relevancy. Washington provides its security. That Christian Zionists have a brain virus. Now, we believe this promise from the Word of God, Romans 11, Paul the Apostle says, verse 1, I ask then, has God rejected his own people, the nation of Israel? He said, of course not. I'm an Israeli, the seed of Abraham, tribe of Benjamin. So what's going on is there's a movement saying that God has broke his promises to the Jewish people. And what this is called is secession theology or replacement theology. Tucker Carlson debated Ted Cruz, and Ted mocked him over believing in Genesis 12. Here's how it all started. Constantine came to embrace Christianity. And when he did, he said, I don't like the cross. It's a symbol of shame. I want it to be a symbol of honor. Put it on the uniforms and let's make it different. And we got to stop all this Jewish stuff that's going on. The early church was celebrating Easter and Passover at the same time. He said, we can't have that anymore. The early church was celebrating the Shabbat on Saturdays. Constantine said, we can't have that anymore. We got to separate with these Jews. And so he came up with this belief system that the Jews crucified Christ. Which, by the way, the Romans crucified Christ.
That's right. It wasn't the Jews.
And nobody crucified Christ. He gave his life for us.
That's right.
He could have called 10,000 angels. So they said, they crucified Christ, and when they did, God canceled all the promises to the Jews. Well, guess what? This belief system of Constantine went from there all throughout history. Spanish Inquisition, pogroms, Holocaust, and it's alive today. It's being fed, and you'll hear it a lot in churches that are not faith churches, that are not Bible-believing churches. And they'll disguise it a little bit. Romans 11:29. The gifts and callings of God are irrevocable.
That's right.
Genesis 17:8. I will establish my covenant between you and me as an everlasting covenant. Genesis 13:15. All the land that you see, I will give to you and your offspring forever. Ezekiel 38:25. And they that dwell in the land, I have given you Jacob, my servant, they shall dwell there forever. And so we're back to this scripture because what the prime minister told Brother Copeland in Florida is that a lot of the young people have now turned against the state of Israel and even evangelical young people because they're getting all their information from social media. Yeah. And from these podcasters. And so we're talking about this.
And there's some people that are financing it big time.
Oh, well, hello.
Yeah, like that woman that had a Swiss flag and didn't know the difference between a Swiss flag and the Star of David. She's just standing up there protesting. Well, somebody.
Gutter has poured $400 billion into the United States. They started buying chairs on university campuses. Now they're using AI through social media, an algorithm, to identify people and move them away from Israel. Yeah. So there's an ideological war, there's an economic war, there's a media war, there's a proxy war. But for us, it's all a spirit war.
Yeah.
It's all a spirit war. But back to the book, here's the problem we have. If this demonic teaching that's rejecting Israel, it's a real problem. It's a real problem. Here's why. Because if God is a promise breaker to the Jews, why wouldn't he be a promise breaker to the Christians? And he's not a promise breaker.
No.
So this is a subject that, let's look at Romans 11, verse 17 and 18, Brother Copeland. Romans 11, verse 17 and 18.
Yes.
If you could read that, that's strong stuff.
Romans 11, 17.
And 18.
And 18.
Yeah.
And if some of the branches be broken off, and you being a wild olive tree, were grafted among them, and with them take the root and the fatness of the olive tree. Boast not against the branches, but if you boast, bear not the root, but that the root you. You get what that means? Let's read it again. If you will say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted. You know what a graft is? How you do that? So we are the wild olive branch. Anyway, will you say then the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in? Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. You stand by faith, be minded, but fear. I'm going to read that 19th one. If you will say then, the branches were broken off that I might be grafted in. Now, I had a man. I mean, this replacement thing. That Israel is irrelevant anymore. Only now the churches are the only ones irrelevant. That Israel doesn't mean anything. And I had a man who wanted to see me after the meeting. And he sat down and started with this. I got up. I won't repeat what he said. But he was going on with this. I got up and I turned my back. And I turned to the men that were with me and I said, you get him out of here before I unload on him. I will not permit that to go in my ear again. Get him out of here. I had a man come in one time and wanted to write my partner letters for me. That's just as wicked.
Yeah.
And he kept saying, well, I can get you more money. Gloria's brother was CEO then. I said, Doug, I'm going to knock him out of this office if you don't get him out of here. I meant every word of it. I meant every word of it. It is all I could keep from doing it then. Boy, I tell you, if I'd have been 1 ounce less saved, I'd have unloaded on him and they'd have carried him out of there. I will not hear it.
Yeah.
I will not hear it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing can in any way replace what this book says. You may translate a little bit. No. You can't replace it.
Yeah. Well.
Well, what did we say? It says it. I believe it, and that settles it.
Yeah.
So now go on some more with this, Mike. There are people that don't really understand what that replacement theology really is.
Yeah. Well, let's take the church in Germany. This was hard for me as a Jew because I had a lot of relatives killed in the Holocaust. A lot of them. Most of them were killed in the Holocaust. And I thought to myself, wait a second. Well, what was the church in Germany? The church in Germany was birthed out of the Great Reformation.
Mm-hmm.
It was Protestant. But they had swastikas on their altars. They joined the Nazi party. They said, God sent the chancellor. The trains run on time. And when they'd hear the cries of the Jews, they'd turn their music up louder.
Yeah, they sang louder.
They sang louder. So they didn't have, and they had chaplains in every concentration camp. Well,
yeah. Bonhoeffer wrote that in his book.
That's right.
Because they were part of it.
That's right. He was a confessing church. They were fighting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And when he came to the United States,
yeah,
he said, no, they've lost it.
Yeah.
They don't have it anymore. But then he went down south, and he got down south where the gospel was being prayed.
That's
he
right.
said, no, they hadn't lost it. You just have to go find it.
Yes. So what happened to the church?
I love
what
it.
What happened to the church? What happened to the church is the German church embraced replacement theology. The pastor started teaching that the church is spiritual Israel, and there is no physical Israel anymore. All the promises were canceled to the Jews, and so now the church had fed this demonic spirit that goes way back. They fed that spirit disguised as replacement theology. And it became the foundation for the Holocaust, the murder of 5 million adults and 1 million children in the Holocaust. Many of them, my relatives. Well, it all came out of that. And we have that going on in America right now.
We do.
Being fueled and fed. And a lot of it, unfortunately, is not being confronted by the church. The pastors are not confronting it. Why? Because many of them are embracing seeker-friendly churches where you want to fill up the church with people, and so you're not preaching the gospel. People aren't being convicted anymore of their sins because they're not hearing the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're embracing this, and I have pastors tell me, I'm not gonna be part of what you're doing because I'll lose some members. I'll lose some money. Well, I'm sorry to hear that because you'll have a wonderful church in Sodom and Gomorrah because they had a lot of members, but they had the judgment of God on their head. So this spirit has to be exposed.
Yes, it does.
And you exposed it.
Yeah.
You said it boldly and clearly to the prime minister and his leadership. You exposed it. You dealt with it. Well, that's what believers have to do. They can't be silent anymore.
That's right.
Because Jews are not killed in Israel over land.
That's right.
They're killed because they're Jews.
That's correct.
Don't go to Gaza and be a Jew, or you're dead. You're dead if you're a Jew. You go to Gaza, you're dead. You're a Jew, you're dead.
It's the oldest family feud known in history.
Right. And why?
Ishmael.
Right.
And Isaac.
I shall ascend on the mount of the congregation, the temple mount, on the sides of the north, Satan says, Isaiah 14. I will be like the Most High.
Yes.
So he takes the temple mount. He said, this is the battle. It's going to be right here. And I'm waging this battle from the temple mount. Well, guess who's up there right now? The Mosque of Omar.
Mm-hmm.
Al-Aqsa Mosque. And what was October 7th called? The Al-Aqsa Flood.
Mm-hmm.
They named it after that mosque. So it's a demon spirit.
Yes, it is.
Wrapped in Islam. A demon spirit that, you know, I met with Yasser Arafat when he came to the United States to meet with Bill Clinton. Never forget it. I said, Bill Clinton offered you everything you wanted. Why didn't you take it? I was at the White House. He looked at me. It was the shortest conversation. He said, when Abraham offered up Ishmael, Allah blessed the sacrifice, and he walked away. Well, I never heard that before. Now I thought to myself, where'd that come from? The Quran. The Quran says when Abraham offered up Ishmael, not Isaac.
Yes.
That Allah blessed the sacrifice. In other words, he was saying to me, the title deed of everything belongs to us. The Jews have no right to anything. We want it all. And guess what? They still do. And you know, when you confronted them about this Palestinian state, the question is, what is the Palestinian culture? There isn't any. What's a Palestinian language? There's no Palestinian language. There's no Palestinian culture. Why? Because there are no Palestinians. The newspaper in Israel was called the Palestinian Post. There were no such things as Palestinians. The only Palestinians they called were Jews. So you have these people that joined the Arab League to fight the state of Israel, and they've embraced this belief system.
And we're out of time. Hold that thought.
Okay.
Okay. We'll be back in just a moment.
Awaken your calling at Kenneth Copeland Bible College. Come to a deeper revelation of who you are in Christ while being equipped with practical tools for excellence in ministry. Develop your faith alongside a strong, spirit-filled community that will last a lifetime.
The biggest thing is just being able to really experience God and Him being able to use the education here to help grow you and grow you a lot.
Take the next step. Go to kcbiblecollege.org and apply today.
Welcome to KCM.org, your study center for victory. Click Start Here to unlock answers on where to begin your faith journey. You'll find links to our most popular content and an overview of what KCM.org can do for you. Start there and don't stop exploring. Find a Bible-believing church home with the Find a Church feature. At KCM.org, we want to answer your questions, encourage you daily, and help lead you on the path to victory in your family, finances, emotional, and physical health. With things to watch, read, pray, and speak, KCM.org meets you where you are.
This is the one thing that I look forward to every year is coming here to be immersed in the Word.
You can never trade this for anything else. You know, I just wish this would be the life that we live every single day. You just wake up, come to be in the presence of the Lord.
You can get the principles of the Word on TV and it's exciting, but when you're gathered together with thousands of people and experience it in the presence of God, it's totally different with being in person.
Hi, I'm Kelly Copeland. Let me remind you that the absolute life-changing power of God that can turn impossible situations into amazing outcomes, that's the gospel. The times we are living in are difficult and at times dangerous. The lies and confusion presented to us on the news and on social media can be difficult and destabilizing. But there is a solution to all the intense pressure being applied. There's an answer that brings hope and breakthrough, and His name is Jesus. He tells us in John 16:33, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world." It's a done deal. And if you say yes to Him today, your life in Him is backed by God's Word. And every promise is affirmed to you by the Holy Spirit. More than ever, we need to know and be filled with the Spirit of truth. So let's activate the promises of God today. Make the decision that will move you from life, from death to life, from sickness to health, and from fear to freedom, from confusion to absolute unshakable peace. Would you receive Jesus into your heart today? Make Him the Lord and Savior of your life. Just pray this prayer with me. Father, I thank You for sending Your Son Jesus to show me Your love. You sent Him to be my Savior, to be the answer to everything around me that's not the way You planned it to be. Jesus, come into my heart. I give You my life. Forgive me of my sin and help me to walk forward, learning and growing and knowing You better. I give You my life. Take it and do something with it. In Jesus' name, amen. Listen, you're with the Good Shepherd now. He's going to lead you into a divine clarity like you've never known. No more chaos, because God is for you. He's with you and He's in you. Jesus is in you and for you. And so are you. So to help you begin your journey of faith, we want to give you our salvation package. Just request it on kcm.org or scan the QR code and we'll send it to you for free. He's ready to help you live in faith and victory.
Now, don't forget, send us your testimony about BVOV or KCBC or anything that has to do with this ministry. And we appreciate it. We'll see you then. Until then, Kenneth Copeland, Mike Evans, and the KCBC class reminding you this: God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. If you receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland have a gift for you. It is called the Salvation Package. Learn about the new birth and how you can live your new life victoriously in Christ. Receive your free package on kcm.org/salvation. Keep your heart full of God's Word and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.